Greetings again in Jesus' name. This is Brother Ephraim on the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. I'm glad to have you listening in and share inspiration with you out of the wonderful Word of God. We've been following a theme this week, and the title of the theme is Breaking Rank with the End Time Rebellion. If you're familiar with Scripture, then you realize that Scripture does talk about a great falling away in the end times. And if there's a falling away, that means there are people that walked with God, at least had a form of godliness, and then there's a mass turning away from that, a falling away, apostasy. And that's what we're talking about, how to break step with those that apostatize, because it's probably going to be right around us. And even today we see it. There are a lot of people that are the only one in their family that are serving the Lord Jesus. And there's just a lot of unfaithfulness. There's a lot of worldliness. There's a lot of carnality in the so-called people of God today. But there are still, bless God, there are still a lot, still many, many that are faithfully serving the Lord and walking with Him and love Him. This morning, we will look at another point in breaking rank with rebellion. What we need to do, what needs to happen so that we can. And this morning it's going to be what Jesus told Nicodemus in John 3, ye must be born again. If you have your Bible with you, I invite you to open it up in John 3. We're going to be reading there a little bit, making a few comments. It starts like this. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. And Jesus didn't receive the maybe you could call it flattery. You know, he didn't make any comment on whether he was from God, or whether, you know, the Jews should listen to him more. He didn't really comment on that. It says, he answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. What he's saying here in verse 6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. What he's simply saying, I believe, is if we've only had the fleshly birth, we're going to be fleshly. If we're living in the flesh, we act like the flesh. And if we're born of the Spirit and living in the Spirit, we act like the Spirit. So we're either going to be fleshly or we're going to be spiritual. There's no in-between ground. And, you know, if somebody just... he wants to serve the Lord, but he's just living in his flesh, and he's striving in his flesh, and the flesh keeps coming out. He can't get victory over sin. Marvel not, because the flesh is flesh. You need to be born of the Spirit. Verse 8 says, The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Okay, so talking about the wind. Can we know whether it's windy? If you step outside and it's very windy, are you going to know it? I'm sure you will. You won't actually see the wind, but you will be able to see it in what it does. You'll be able to see the treetops blowing, and if it's very windy, you'll see trash and whatnot blowing around and dust. You'll hear it, but you can't actually see the actual wind. You can see what it does very clearly, and you can hear it, but you can't see the wind. So that's how it is, the new birth. We don't actually see the new birth taking place, but we know whether or not it has happened. We can see the fruit of it very clearly. We can hear it. We hear the praises of the Lord coming from the lips of him that is born again. He has a new tongue. He's speaking the word of God. He's preaching, witnessing. Many, many ways, the sounds that come from a person that is born again are different from the sounds that come from a person that is still living in the flesh. Let's keep reading. Verse 9, Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. And I'd like to say that I can say the same thing here that Jesus is saying. We speak that we do know, testify that we have seen. I speak that which I know. I have experienced it. I've been born again, and I testify that the Lord Jesus is a wonderful Savior. He's all that I need. He's all that I want. I want to abide in him and have him abiding in us. In no way am I saying that things have been perfect. I'm not saying that. It's a misunderstanding when people think that, well, because such and such says he's born again, now he thinks he's perfect. Well, the reason that people go that way in thinking is because they have a works mentality of salvation. You know, if you think you have to work hard enough at it and do the right things, and then you'll be saved. If you think that way and then you hear somebody say that he's been saved, automatically your mind goes to thinking that this man is proud. You know, he feels like he's done enough now, and he's so confident in himself that he's actually able to say that he knows he's saved. That's very wrong to see it that way, because salvation comes alone from Jesus Christ, the finished work on the cross, from his Holy Spirit abiding within us, his cleansing blood washing away our sin, all those things. It's all in Jesus Christ. Outside of him, there's no salvation. And when we give him all the credit, then there's nothing in ourselves that we can boast about. It's not boastful when we say we've been born again. It's not boastful when we know that we are, when we know that we have been born again, have eternal life. You know, eternal life doesn't just start after we die. It starts when we are born again. And then we have eternal life. And the scripture agrees with this. There are many places where it speaks of people that were still living, having eternal life, present tense. Just several more thoughts on being born again. In Galatians 5, there's some good reading on this subject. I'm not going to have time to go through it or get into it much, but it speaks a lot of walking in the Spirit, not fulfilling the lust of the flesh, and of the flesh and the Spirit being contrary one to another. The works of the flesh, 19, 20, and 21 in Galatians 5. And then the fruit of the Spirit. You know, we can own the flesh, and the flesh is our own, but the Spirit is not. The Spirit is the Lord's, and that's why it's the fruit of the Spirit. It's not the work of the Spirit. It's the fruit of the Spirit. The Spirit abides in us and works in us, and the fruit of it is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. That's the fruit. It's a package. It's a very good study for you to do if you haven't studied it yet, to study the works of the flesh versus the fruit of the Spirit. Being born again, we could say it in other words, repent and believe. That's the same thing. John the Baptist was baptizing in Jordan, Matthew 3, and he was baptizing multitudes of people. And then the Pharisees came. They wanted to be baptized as well. And he called them a brood of snakes, generation of vipers, he called them. He said, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth, therefore, fruits meet for repentance. So I should probably stop here. I'm going over my time. But this is a vast subject. I could have spent a lot more time on it this morning, but it must start here. I talked about the fear of the Lord yesterday. The fear of the Lord must come first into a person's life. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge and the beginning of wisdom. I don't believe people get born again without the fear of the Lord, realizing that they have sinned and it's a terrible thing to sin and be before the Lord. So the fear of the Lord, this morning we talked about being born again, believing in the Lord Jesus to the saving of our souls. Well, God bless you. I hope you're there. If not, I invite you to earnestly seek the Lord. And if you desire counsel, feel free to call us or leave a message. 099, press that. You can leave a message. Also, my phone number, if you want to call me, 717-406-6690. Well, amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. We hope to be back tomorrow morning.